For Mayor Ivy Taylor, the council's decision to ask for city staff to draft an ordinance removing the city's $32 million contribution to Streetcar had nothing to do with politics and everything to do with a lack of community support for the project.
At the end of the day, we knew that we had to show the public that we're listening.
Sitting in her new office on the first floor of City Hall, among an array of congratulatory flower bouquets, Taylor said she had a flurry of calls over the weekend with County Judge Nelson Wolf, who has long pushed for the project. But she just couldn't continue supporting, something a lot of other people did not. But is the project dead, according to Taylor?
I don't like to use the word dead. We're just taking a step back.
Taylor says at the end of the City Council's executive session Monday, all members agreed they needed to respect the voice of the people. Nearly 27,000 signatures from a coalition of streetcar opponents spoke loud and clear, Taylor says. She still thinks a multimodal plan is possible, and she revealed what she sees it as.
In my mind, it looks like possibly having streetcar along with some other rail that would connect key, you know, maybe employment centers or key areas of the city, and would also be tied in with kind of the major highway route.
VIA hasn't commented yet, but the board will meet Thursday to talk about what's next. For Taylor, while conversations on police and fire health benefits continue, she hopes the city and unions can now get down to business. A streetcar plan may be also a part of the city's future discussions, but Taylor hopes it'll be one that'll benefit more people and help solve a growing transportation concern. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.